It's time to get spooky. Welcome to the show. Let's go. Bet. Okay, mine is working too. Yay. Ready for the clap? 1, 2, 3. Yay.
Ooh, we did it.
Love that for us. I guess we should start the podcast now.
I know, it's been so long, I forgot how to do it. What do we say?
Hello, and welcome back to the Spooky Scary Podcast. My name is Kath.
And I'm Chris, and we're back after, like, what, 6 months?
Yeah, I think the last one we recorded was in March.
Yeah, no, well, we recorded once over spring break and just never posted that episode. So when was spring break?
Yeah, that was in March.
Was it?
Yeah.
Time does not feel real.
Because remember, you came to Disney and, like, we were like, our friend was going to come to Disney with us, and then she was like, I can't because of coronavirus, and I was like, and it was early March, so we were both like,
it's just the flu, calm down, like, let's go to Disney.
Well, I was kind of like, I knew it was serious, but I was like, I like worked at Disney at the time, so I was like, well, I'm there all the time anyway, so
what's the difference? And I was like, I can't get a refund for my plane ticket.
Yeah,
so we might as well. And then, Disney closed like the week later.
No, it was literally, I remember we were by the castle waiting for the fireworks to start when I was looking at my phone and I saw on like CNN or something that Disney was closing, and then afterward I got a text from the union being like, so we don't know what's happening.
Oh yeah, no, that's right, that was,
and I was literally like, huh?
And I was like, yay, we got in right before everything went to shit,
bro. When like they first announced that we were, I kind of like regret it, but when they first announced that like furlough was happening, I really, so they, for the listeners, they put all of the Disney cast members, of which I was one, on furlough, but they didn't do that for like a couple months. At first they were just like, they're acting like we were only going to be closed for like a week or two, and we were all kind of like, oh, I guess, because it was early March. And I had like one more shift before they closed, and I called out of it, and but they were like still paying us for like a month or so after they closed, and then they were like, nah, we're gonna furlough you bitches. But yeah, I didn't think we were gonna be gone that long, so I called out of my last shift, and now I'm like, probably should have worked that.
Like, damn, I didn't get to say my goodbyes to being a wonderful cast member, because, you know, the life of a cast member is so amazing.
Well, I did want to say bye to I can't even freaking remember.
Pandora.
The Valley of Moara.
Oh,
that's
I was like, you were in Pandora, right? When I worked at Disney, I was only getting scheduled, like, maybe two shifts a week. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, at most, like, four-hour shifts. And so I just slowly started not going. Because I was like, I'm spending more time on I-4 driving to work than I'm spending actually at work.
Yeah.
And I don't like this.
Did you ever quit? Or did you just, like...
I just kind of stopped going, and then, at the end of Food and Wine, I kind of just, like, dwindled down going. And then we had, like, that weird in-between period between Food and Wine and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just not heard anything about, like, Christmas training, so I just assumed I wasn't getting it, and I wasn't coming back for that festival. And then, like, 2 days before the training happened, I got, like, the email being like, hey, here's training information. Be there. And so I went to that, and I got scheduled one shift afterwards, and then never got scheduled again.
Oh my god. Wait, so are you technically still a cast member?
I mean, I don't know, honestly, because I went to try and access, like, the website, whatever, like, the online cast hub. Member web. Yeah, the hub, that thing. And my login wasn't working. But I was like, is it because they removed me, or is it because I do not know what my password is?
Now I'm curious. Did you ever give your ID back?
No. But I did turn in my costumes.
Oh, okay.
And my,
I still have
like,
my costumes.
My ID didn't work to turn my costumes in.
Oh.
Like, you know when you have to scan your, like, ID to get backstage? I couldn't scan mine to get through the turnstile, so I had to press, like, the call button and be like, I'm here to return my costumes. And someone came out to the turnstile and had me, like, shove them through the bars.
Dang, so you didn't even, like, actually return your costumes?
Yeah, no, someone just came out and, like, took them from me. And I was like, okay, thanks, bye. But I kept
What park was that? For Epcot.
Yeah, but I kept my ID. And now I genuinely have no idea where it is. But I had it for a while.
Interesting.
And I also still have my name tag.
Oh, yeah. You got to save the name tag.
Yeah.
They told me because I had just hit 1 year when COVID happened. And so they never gave me my 1 year pin. But they told me they would mail it to me, but I still haven't gotten it. And I'm like,
I deserve it.
Bitches, give me my 1 year pin.
And then one of my friends got me a Chris from Orlando name tag because, you know, that's the stereotypical name tag, but it also just so happened to be my name tag because I was an unfortunate person to be named Chris, who was from Orlando.
You could have done Chris from Tennessee or Jacksonville or something.
Yeah, but I did not want to do that. No, I didn't know that was a thing when I did it. Like, when I got my name tag, I didn't know that was a thing. I just didn't want to put I was from Tennessee or Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm from Orlando. And then I got the name tag, and no one even really told me until, like, a month or so into me working there when guests were like, so what's your real name?
For listeners who may not be Disney fanatics, if you work at Disney World and you see somebody, I don't know why, I guess because there are just a lot of people in the world named Chris, but they have like an insane influx of name tags that say Chris from Orlando. So if you ever forget your name tag, your boss will probably give you a Chris from Orlando name tag. So, and it's kind of a thing where, like, sometimes guests will, like, see Chris from Orlando and assume that that's, like, not the person's real name.
They're like, you forgot your name tag.
The most awkward one was one time when I was doing photography. I like, forgot my name tag, and the only one that they, like, had to give me was, like, Maria from Puerto Rico. And I was like, I don't know if you looked at me recently. Yeah, but people kept trying to speak to me in Spanish all day, and I was like, I'm very sorry. I'm appropriating this name tag. I'm not Maria from Puerto Rico.
You're like, I don't know Spanish. I just had the misfortune of forgetting my name tag today.
Yeah. I'm Catherine from Florida.
And I know no foreign languages.
No, I'm not cultured like Maria.
What if Maria also doesn't know Spanish, and she would have been like, I couldn't help you either.
Yeah, she was just like, oh, I don't know. There was one guy, though, I remember, he looked at my name tag and then went, no. And I was like, you're right. You're correct, sir.
There were guests who, like, fully wouldn't believe me. They'd be like, okay, if you want to keep your secrets. And I'm like, no secrets. Just names.
No secret. Hi, I'm Christopher.
Like, would you like to see my driver's license? I don't know what to tell you.
I lost my name tag once, and while they were printing me a new one, because in Pandora you get like special.
Yeah, you get the really fancy name tags.
Yeah, so they had to like print me a new one, and so for like 2 weeks I was Tina.
Living your Bob.
I still have Tina's name tag. I just stole it.
Oh my god, you should go for Halloween next year, assuming we can do Halloween next year. You should mm-hmm. be Tina as a, like, Disney employee.
I love how niche of a costume idea that is. I'm yeah, Tina but it would be Bob's so Burgers good. If she worked at Pandora in Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, like, it's super, super niche. But, like, you live especially in Florida. Especially
since I still have so, my like, Pandora costume.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, you live in Florida, so everyone's gonna get it.
A concept. So, should we do a podcast?
Yeah, definitely. This is not doing a podcast. Just rambling about working at Disney.
Yeah. I was like, we're alienating the people who are here for murder.
Oh, I'm sure people got murdered at Disney. Don't worry. Well, not murdered,
probably. Oh my god, wait. An episode idea, though.
True. Stay tuned. Whenever we remember that this was an idea that we had in a week or two, then
it'll, yes. It'll I like happen. How we're like, in a week or two, and we're like fully like, we are a podcast again. Weekly episodes.
Right.
After not posting anything for literally 6 months.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, life got extremely fucking hectic very, yeah. very quick.
Many things happened.
Yeah.
I lost my job. I believe you lost your job?
Yeah. And then I got a new job and then quit that job because they treated us like shit, especially mm-hmm. in the middle of a pandemic. And now I have a good job, but it took a very long time to get to having a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And
I work an actual 9-to-5 now.
Yeah, and we both do. And so trying to find time to record on top of that when we are both still getting, you know, into our jobs and used to it and everything was very, very difficult.
Yeah. But we out here.
And we have a plan. Is it the most solid plan? No, because we were supposed to record a week ago. But we're trying our best. And yeah. hopefully you'll get at least semi-regular episodes from now on.
Yes. That's a good goal. Semi-regular.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're not fortunate enough to be able to do this as our, like, job.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's, like, a hobby.
Sometimes.
And sometimes.
Yeah. Real life comes first.
We said sometimes at the same time.
I love that for us.
Me too. I feel like we just summoned something.
No, please. There's too much in my house already. I cannot take adding something else.
You have things in your... Oh, like... cats and stuff, or are you like alluding to a demon that lives in your home?
No. I mean, I have demons that live in my house, but they're cats.
I thought you were holding out on the fact that your apartment was haunted.
I really hope not. I already had one haunted apartment living in Illinois. I would not like another.
You had a haunted apartment in Illinois?
Yeah, I've not told you about that.
No.
Oh, okay, so the very first apartment I lived in when I moved here, it was only for the summer, and mm-hmm. it was a 4-bedroom apartment done by, like, regular college housing, so...
Mm-hmm. So you were, like, living with randos?
Yeah, but I never saw another person the entire time I was there. I would hear people occasionally,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I'd come out in the morning and... the blinds would be different, or I'd go out to get something and I'd hear TV playing in another room, but I mm-hmm. never saw another person in that apartment. And
that's so spooky. I know that feeling though, like living with like complete randoms that like you literally have not spoken to.
It's terrifying.
It's such a weird thing about college that you and just then, like live with absolute strangers.
Like the apartment only had one mail key for the mailbox out of the entire mm-hmm. apartment, and so one person was assigned the mail key, but I had never seen them, and I needed to get the mail because like I was expecting something, and so mm-hmm. I went to the office and I was like, hi, I need a mail key, and they're like, your roommate has it. I'm like, I don't know who that is, like I've never seen anyone.
I don't know if you know who my roommate is, because I certainly don't.
And they were like, okay, yeah, well, here's their phone number. You can text them and ask for it. So I text them and never get a response.
Ooh.
And so I was like,
was haunted by the ghosts of college students.
And I was like, I went back to the office. I was like, hi, they never answered me. Please give me a mail key. And so they finally did.
But that's such a stupid system, like giving one mail key to people who are like, because you guys were all on separate leases, right?
Yeah. And most of the time you don't know each other and you're just randomly assigned.
Mm-hmm.
But like a month or so into living there, I started having like horrible nightmares every single night, like every single night of living there until I moved out. It was not a good time. And I would wake up in the middle of the night and my TV would be turned on and my TV remote would be like thrown across the room.
What the hell?
Like I'd set it on my nightstand before I go to bed and then I'd wake up and it would be thrown across the room with the TV on. And there'd be times where like I'd go to bed and my closet would be shut and I'd wake up to it open.
Bro, I would legitimately be concerned that there were like people living in my walls.
I was like terrified that it was haunted, and I texted one of my coworkers and I was like, how can I tell my house is haunted? Asking for a friend. But like I was terrified it was haunted. And so I texted one of my coworkers and I was like, hi, I know this is gonna sound like a really, really weird question, but do you happen to know how to get rid of ghosts? And turns out she did. And so she tried to help me, and it never worked, but then I moved out, like, a month later and started living with her. So thank God for that, because, like, I hated living there. It was...
Is there any, like, possibility that your ghost roommates could have been going into your room while you were asleep?
I locked my door every night.
Okay.
So unless they, like, picked the lock of my door, I would hope not.
I feel like I would be so scared that, like, my roommates were breaking and entering into my room.
And, like, it was not a good time. It was the worst, like, 3 months of an apartment that I had ever had. And I've had some pretty fucked college roommates.
Yeah. Bro, I know what you mean, though. Like, after I did the Disney College program, this was mostly just me being irresponsible, but I just wasn't even thinking about what I would do after it was over. And like the month it was over, I was like, oh shit, I need somewhere to live. So yeah. I literally found a sublease in like 2 weeks that before I had to move into this place.
Oh God. I remember that.
Yeah, it was, cause it was just with like complete randos and like, it was so weird. I had two roommates. One I only saw once, and I think she was never there because the one time I saw her, she had a very large pit bull. And I was like, is this your pit bull? And she was like, yeah. And I never saw her or the dog again, but she lived there the whole time. So I was like, okay. The other girl, like, was the opposite, where her presence was, like, overwhelming. She literally... They had such a small washing machine, and she, for some reason, did, like, a load every second of her life. And, like, she had laundry covering, like, the living room. Like, she just had baskets of laundry and, like, laundry all over the couch. And I was like, are you, like, running your own, like, laundromat? Like, what's happening? It was insane. And she had, like, this boyfriend who would just, like, sit in his boxers on the couch, and they would literally fight from, like, 3 a.m. to 8 a.m. It was a nightmare. Like, I've never been so depressed.
That sounds absolutely fucking horrible.
It was. It was, like, what was it? So it was, like, January, like, 4 months.
I hate that.
Yeah, it was bad. I would, like, rather be haunted than live with people like that again.
Yeah, no, I love living on my own. I don't think I would want to go back to living with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, I don't know, I just like the, like, independence of it all.
Yeah. There are, like, because I lived just with me and Alex for, like, almost 2 years, and now I have two roommates, and it's, like, it's good, like, we're fine. But it is, like, weird how when you, like, live with someone else who's not, like, your significant other, or, like, somebody who you're with all the time anyway, it, like, feels very, like a weird vibe where it's, like, this belongs to me, but it also kind of doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. And I like just having my own little environment that I'm not, yeah. I don't feel like I'm invading in.
Mm-hmm, I feel that. Nothing is spooky or scarier than roommates.
Sorry, Lexi.
No, we're good. I definitely prefer living with roommates in this current situation because our old apartment, if you remember, was like very tiny.
Yeah.
And also infested with cockroaches.
Yeah.
And this place, not a cockroach problem, bless up, but it's also like, because it's a 3-bedroom, it's giant, like it's very big, and like it has like huge ceilings, and it like the kitchen can fit like 4 people in it all at the same time.
Your kitchen could barely fit one person in it,
for real.
Like, it was, you like turn around and you're outside of the kitchen.
If we wanted to cook, only one of us could cook. Like, we couldn't cook something together because we couldn't both stand in the kitchen at the same time.
I mean, I feel that, though. That's, like, especially in Orlando when it's, like, super expensive to live there.
Yeah.
The apartment that I got with my friend in Orlando, like, it was so nice. And it was huge. And it was, I mean, it was only 2 bedrooms, but the thing was fucking huge.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most space that I'd ever had, like, to myself. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, my dorm, when I lived on campus at UCF, was huge, but, like, only a small, small portion of it was mine.
Yeah.
It was, like, a prison cell inside a bigger prison.
That is literally how college dorms feel.
Yes.
It feels like a prison cell.
Like, a prison cell not in America, because our prisons are horrible.
Oh, yeah, like...
Like, in other countries.
Not saying, like, we understand the plight of prisoners.
But, like, I mean, there are some prison cells that, like, are very reminiscent.
It feels very much like, look, we're in solitary confinement now.
Yeah, especially in some of the older dorms that were on campus, because they were fully, like, cement block walls.
Mine were cement block walls.
And it just has a very, like, cold, abandoned feeling. Even when you put stuff up on the walls, it just feels sad.
Yeah. That's that beige paint, baby.
Nothing better than beige paint.
Okay, so
what was the theme
about
of this episode?
We were going to do tarot and potentially look over our birth charts.
Ooh, nothing spookier than the horoscopes.
Do you ever, like, you're sometimes... Today I was talking to somebody and I was like... They were like, I'm trying to guess when your birthday is, and they guessed like May or something, and I was like, nope, September, I'm a Virgo. And they were like, oh, you're one of those people. And I was like, what, Virgo? And they were like, no, like an astrology person. And I was like, yes, bitch.
I'm like not super,
I'm literally not
that,
either.
I mean I know what sign I am. But I know, like, next to jack shit about any other sign, or even about my sign. I just always get told, and whenever someone's like, oh, what are you? And I say a Gemini, they say, oh, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm left wondering if they think I'm, like, some shallow, two-faced bitch or something.
I feel like that they might, if they're... Not that they think that based on your personality, but that's the assumption of Geminis if you, like, don't actually know much about astrology. And I, like, don't know that much about it. I just like it as, like, a passive observer. But I was listening to this podcast, and the guy was talking about astrology, and he was, like, a medium and, like, did, like, all that, like, cool shit. And he was talking about astrology and how... I told this to Alex, and he said it was stupid, but I think it was cool. He was talking about how... People act like astrology isn't based in anything, like, scientific. But all it is, like, where were the planets in the sky when you were born? And, like, they were equating it to, like, the planets and the where they are affects the environment, you know? Like, it affects the weather, it affects the sea levels, it, like, the tides and... all this shit. So it's like, why wouldn't it affect people?
Oh yeah, I've seen that argument too. I think I saw it on like Twitter or something, not in a podcast, but A podcast makes it sound much more logical of a thought. Singing on Twitter, you're like, okay, shut up, Twitter.
Like, okay, shut the fuck up. And I'm not saying the planets do affect people. I'm just saying my, like, argument with all this shit, like, astrology and tarot and, like, whatever the fuck, is I'm like, even if it's, like, not real, it's still kind of fun, though.
Right, like, don't hate on people for what they do for enjoyment. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, like, when people are, like, shit on people who have crystals, I'm like, okay, best case scenario, crystals do have magical properties and they're actually influencing this person's life. Worst case scenario, they have some pretty rocks in their house. Like,
right,
they're like, not hurting anybody.
What's the big deal?
And on that note, let's go over our charts.
Hell yeah.
I think I have both of our charts because you don't have CoStar anymore.
I do not. I don't have... There's a lot of apps that I've just gotten rid of because I just don't use my phone anymore.
Mm-hmm. My CoStar is telling me that I'm being shaken up in my bottle right now.
Oh. That sounds oddly sexual, and I kind of hate it.
Oh, I didn't take it in that direction, but, I thought it meant, like, I'm stressed.
Oh. That would make sense, too.
Maybe that's just me projecting, because I'm like, I'm stressed.
Do you remember in, like, middle school and high school when people were like, guys are just like a Coke bottle, you have to shake them up and they explode?
What?
Have you never heard that?
I don't think so.
That was like said all the time when I was in school. I just kind of assumed that was a normal school experience.
Maybe it is. I went to Catholic school.
Oh, so yeah, maybe, I forgot. Maybe that's why.
Maybe I didn't have the right upbringing.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get taught these things at school, and you question if you had the right upbringing.
I remember they did the fire truck thing, which in freaking hindsight is, like, fucking creepy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
It's where a guy would, like, a boy, because they were, like, fucking 10. Right. They would, like, put their hand on a girl's leg and then be like, we're gonna play fire truck.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Red light when you want me to stop, and then they put their hand up your leg, and then when you say red light, they go, fire trucks don't stop at red lights. And I'm like, I'm sorry, why are the children,
Children, like, are already playing... just, like, saying consent doesn't... consent.
It doesn't exist. For real.
Yeah. There are some fucked up things that happened when we were kids that just didn't seem that fucked up until now. We're like, oh no.
Oh, yeah.
But on another
note... I have this very vivid memory from when I was a kid and people were being like, you know, the, like, that's what she said?
Yeah.
I remember being in, like, elementary school and there were people kept saying that's what she said and I was like, who? What are you talking about? Like, I didn't get the joke. And
who
I was
is
like,
she? What is she and, like, saying?
People would be like, that's what she said. And everyone would laugh. And I would be like, ha ha, ha ha. What the fuck is she? Who are we talking about?
That's so, like, what did she wholesome, say? Though. That's so, like, wholesome Catholic school kid of you.
Thank you.
You don't know about shaking men like a Coke bottle, and you... didn't understand that that's what she said joke. Simpler times.
Very much so. Okay. Let's look at my chart. Wait, my freaking CoStar app keeps signing out.
They said no astrology for you.
They're like,
go on with your life.
Astrology is not the time.
You were not meant to, according to the stars, you should not read about the stars today.
CoStar says, today is a day for vibing.
True.
What would your username be?
Probably IDK Chris, I guess.
Ah, yes.
It's like my username for everything.
There you are. Are we not friends?
I don't know. I never really understood the concept of adding friends on CoStar.
It's so you can, like, compare your charts.
Oh. Well, shit. Hold on. Let me see if I still have that. I'll make you my friend.
Oh, wait, I found you.
Never mind.
Okay. So, according to this, we have compatible philosophies of life, but that's about it.
Sounds about right.
Our moods and emotions, sex and aggression, and senses of responsibility are, like, neutral, and we have conflicting basic identities, intellect and communication, and love and pleasure. I love that we have conflicting communication. We have a literal podcast.
That's comforting.
Okay. So, we said, I'm a Virgo, you're a Gemini.
Yeah.
So, the sun is like, so where the sun is when you were born is like your core identity, like sort of your role in life. So, am I like, I'm just gonna like plagiarize. What is chaos mode?
I don't know, but I'm probably in it quite often recently.
Okay, so CoStar has a thing called chaos mode where... You should download it because so it has a thing called chaos mode where you can go on your friend's account and click it, and then it says write something for them, and they could get it as a like push notification at one day when the time is right. So I just gave you one. Hopefully you'll know it when you see it. It might be years from now.
Oh god, that's so much pressure to put on an app.
Do you want me to just tell you what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, so one day your horoscope might say, you need to fight the sun today.
I really hope I get that soon.
Imagine, like, just getting that and not even, like thinking that's just what the app is telling you, and you're like, what the fuck?
You're like, how do I do that? I guess it's time to go to... Can y'all not fight right now, please? I'd appreciate it. You will get lost in the bathroom.
So Virgo and Gemini are, like, conflicting, apparently.
Oh, fun.
Because I just feel like I'm complimenting myself now. According to this, I'm smart, responsible, hardworking, and self-sacrificing, thorough, meticulous, and intentional in everything I do. I can accomplish things that most people can't, but may also get bogged down by the details of the day-to-day. Whereas you're a Gemini, meaning that you're fundamentally dynamic, quick-witted, eclectic, and curious, fascinated by everything, your childlike energy is often scattered in a million directions. On a social level, this may come off as gossipy or flaky.
Yeah.
This can be a difficult pairing because we're both ruled by the planet Mercury, which is one of the only things that we have in common.
Mine is like... really depressing sounding. Like, I just downloaded it, and it says, your heart has been mending itself for years. I have power and sex and love, pressure and routine, trouble with thinking and creativity, spirituality, social life, and self.
Yeah, I feel like every time I log on, it's like, you have trouble in everything and power in nothing. Have a good day.
Today, the affection doesn't feel reciprocal. You are not a dish towel who must sew your heart to someone else's before you know them well. Pay attention. Your bleeding heart will be of use.
I think maybe our, like, other signs might kind of cancel out our basic identity ones, because it says a pairing between Virgo and Gemini, sometimes it can kind of end up sort of like a parent-child relationship where, like, the Virgo is, like, more responsible and the Gemini is, like, not... But I feel like that's not our vibe, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I think something is canceling that out in our charts.
Good for us. We have cancellations. I don't know where I was going with that. My brain was just like, you have to finish this sentence, but it didn't want to.
Okay, so my moon is in Sagittarius and yours is in Capricorn. So the moon is, like, in charge of your emotions. And, like, your moods. It's kind of like your inner self.
Oh, fun.
It says, this is likely the sign you most think of yourself as, since it reflects your personality when you're alone or deeply comfortable. So mine is Sagittarius, which means my emotional self is restless, self-questioning, optimistic, and independent. Whereas yours Oh, it says yours is more responsible, serious, and rational.
That sounds very, very false. That does not sound like me at all.
But it says you crave guidance and comfort.
Very true.
Whereas mine is like more independent.
Okay, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
It says we have to work to understand each other's moods and emotions.
That I don't know if it's true, because I feel like we...
Yeah, I feel like we, like, vibe.
Yeah.
CoStar is missing today.
CoStar is just attacking our friendship, is what they're doing.
Yeah. So our Mercury... Yeah, so we both also have Mercury in Virgo and Gemini. So Mercury determines how you communicate, talk, think, and process information. So it's like the planet of the mind. Mine is analytical, precise, and diligent. My unbiased sense of logic can make you seem a bit clinical. That's true.
Yeah.
I was telling, me and Lexi were talking recently, and she was like going off about why Casey Anthony should have been charged. And I was kind of like, well, I mean, there wasn't really evidence. And she was like, she killed her baby. And I was like, but there's no evidence. And I like felt like a bitch.
And you're like, I'm not in a way of being like, oh, defend her. But like at the same time, they didn't though. Ma'am, you cannot get on my computer right now. Thank you though.
I'm like, the burden of proof though, the justice system. Okay, and it says, yours is in Gemini, meaning you are dynamic, quick-witted, and eclectic, which it said earlier. You have a curiosity about everything, and your energy is often scattered in a million directions.
Yeah.
It says, you're articulate and witty, but you're likely to talk behind people's backs.
Yeah.
This one, okay, but this isn't true either, because it says we frequently argue. I don't think we've ever had an argument ever.
Yeah, I cannot think of a single time where we've argued. Even about something small, like, I just don't think we've ever had, like, a disagreement.
Yeah, I don't, like, argue with people at all, though. Like, people will sometimes be like, you need to fight to have a happy relationship, and I'm like, have me and Alex ever had a fight?
I mean,
I just don't really fight with people.
I fight with people a lot, but I've never fought with you somehow.
Because I just don't do it. Like, if you somebody's like, trying to fight with like, me, I'm like...
Conflict just bounces off of you. You're like, I'm incapable of creating conflict right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, if somebody's coming at me hot, I'm like, we're moving away from this.
This is not a conversation we're having right now. I'm sorry.
I'm like, you can deal with your shit. Get back to me when it's dealt with. And then
you go from there. Yeah. I'm reading ahead. I'm reading about our Venus.
Ooh, but our Mars. I like Mars because it's like the planet of aggression. And the only reason I always have that in my... Like, that's one of the only planets that I remember what it means. And that's because
the god Mars... of war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it always makes me think of... from Percy Jackson.
Well, Venus is the love, and Venus is love. Like, you know what I meant? That didn't come out right, but you know what I mean.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I just, those are the only two, like, one of the only few gods that I remember.
What's our one that is the same?
I don't think we have one that's the same. My Venus
is in Libra. Meaning, my romantic side is idealistic and eager to please. Maybe that's why I don't fight.
Mine is gentle, thoughtful, and sentimental. That doesn't sound correct.
Like, actually, I want to fight a bitch.
I mean, the intensely loyal but may stem from a fear of rejection. Ouch. Thanks. It does not take me a while to make a decision. I'm going on to Mars now.
Me too.
And I decided to move halfway across the country in like 2 days.
Yes.
I had absolutely zero reason for doing it, but I was like, you know, fuck it, let's go.
It does say you're passive aggressive.
Okay. Yes and no. Because, like, I can be passive-aggressive when I need to, but I can also be direct and full frontal if I want to.
I feel like you're definitely more regular aggressive than passive-aggressive.
Yeah. I feel like I'm passive-aggressive if I don't actually care.
I think I'm passive-aggressive.
Oh, definitely. Very much so. But not in a bad way. It's just, like... I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't like to have strong feelings. You know?
I don't like to have strong feelings.
So if I'm, like, in a place where conflict might come up, I'm just like, what if we don't, though?
Jupiter, I grow and find understanding through action, velocity, forthrightness, and independence.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
The ways we grow and dream are aligned and make intuitive sense to each other.
That makes sense also.
So our philosophical planets, or no, this is one of the social planets.
Yeah. The other social planet is Saturn.
Yes.
I struggle with settling too easy. A lack of imagination and getting stuck in the mud. I don't know if that's true.
But did you get your birthday right? And, like, the time you were born and stuff?
Yeah, I, like, asked my mom and everything.
Bro, I've been trying to get Alex to ask someone what time he was born for, like, 2 years because I want to know his chart and he won't do it.
Like, I mean, I was technically supposed to be born in September. Maybe that has something to do with it.
You were, like, 2 months premature?
Three, but yeah.
3 months?
Yeah.
Damn.
Maybe that has something to do with it. I mean, that you can't tell now.
Oh. That might be true, though.
Who knows?
I wonder if that's a thing. CoStar is, like, offending me right now. Anyway. That Tarot. That's what we experiment. Were
going
to do.
Oh, my yeah. God. Speaking of thought experiment. I posted something on Facebook the other day about,
mm-hmm.
like, the election and everything. Oh, we didn't talk about the election.
You're right. That would have been a good topic. It's the scariest thing I can think of right now.
Yeah. I shared
Although
something that was...
it had a happy ending.
It did. Happy Halloween. I don't know why that's the holiday I went with, but... I posted
Every
something
time
that
I hear
was
Happy
like,
Halloween, I see like Debbie Reynolds being like, Happy Halloween.
I miss Debbie Reynolds. She's dead,
Me
right?
Too. Yes.
Okay.
You know what's so sad? What? You know how she's Carrie Fisher's mom?
Yeah, didn't they die within like a small amount of time with each other?
Yes, she died like then Carrie Fisher died and then her mom died the next day.
Oh my God. She was like, you ain't outliving me, bitch. Oh, but I shared something that was, like, it was a quote, why can't we all just get along? And it was, like, a person in a Make America Great Again hat and a person in, like, the KKK hood. And I was like, that's why. And one of my family members commented on it and was like, hypocrite. You haven't been saying this the last 4 years. And I was like, oh, no. I can... personally guarantee you that I have been saying this for the last 4 years.
What do you mean hypocrite? Like, it's not like, it would be a hypocrite if you like voted for Trump, but
right.
Obviously you did not.
And she was like, so you didn't just say something about Trump supporters? And I was like, your comment made absolutely no sense. So this was a fun thought process in senility, but then I realized that was probably too mean to put, so I edited the comment because I didn't want to get in trouble again.
Yikes.
But I've really been enjoying posting all of the content about Biden winning and Trump losing just to annoy my family because, like, I'm one of the only Biden supporters in my entire family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, let's stir the pot today, bitches.
Let's go.
And it's just become my daily entertainment.
I feel like, here's my thing. I am aware that, like, Biden and Kamala Harris are, like, kind of pandering centrists. But I also am, like, people really are, like, getting mad at people for being happy. And it's, like, dude, I feel like we've just gone through, like, a traumatic 4 years.
Yeah.
As, like, as the earth, basically. And, like, when people compare Biden and Trump and they're, like, they're basically the same. It's, like, okay, no. Because even if, like, Biden... Like, Biden is not, like, the comrade that I am waiting for, you know? But, like, he's... He will not actively try to discriminate against trans people. He will not try to overturn gay marriage or Roe v. Wade or, like...
Remove us from the World Health Organization because he didn't want to listen to the COVID recommendations they were giving.
Yeah, or, like, say climate change isn't real. Like,
all sorts of things that are very, very detrimental to the country.
Yeah, so even if he is a centrist, like, centrist is better than...
Far right.
Fucking alt-right.
And, I mean, after the nightmare of the last 4 years, it's you're allowed to celebrate it ending without being extremely happy about who the one ending it is.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Biden and Kamala were not the first choice. I mean, I guess they were because they won the nomination, but I have my own opinions about that whole shit. But,
well,
like,
I do believe that the Democratic Party are kind of, what's the word?
Corrupt?
Corrupt shills?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, is I understand that, like, Bernie was probably unelectable, and I get that if Bernie had won the primary, that the centrists would have gotten scared away and would have voted for Trump, and then we wouldn't have won, which, like, it's concerning to me that centrists and moderates would consider Trump more reasonable than Bernie, but I digress. The fact that, like, it's watching the primaries was, like, fucking bananas. Like, Bernie was winning. There were, like, three candidates winning ahead of Biden, and then just all at the same time, they all fucking dropped out and endorsed Biden. It was like, I'm sorry, what?
What's happening? Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I understand it to the extent of, like, Biden was probably the best choice to win over people who didn't want to vote for Trump, but didn't want to vote for, like, an extreme liberal nominee. But at the same time, like, our age demographic is quickly, like, growing larger than the other, like, the centrist demographic and everything. So, like, had you given, I mean, granted, it still gave a lot of people a reason to go and vote, but, like, potentially even more people could have had a reason to, like, go get registered and go vote.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna be honest, I've never been, like, super active when it comes to political stuff, but when AOC runs for president, I'll probably start doing shit.
I'm like, I feel like Kamala Harris is gonna be, like, the first female president.
Yeah, especially if Biden gets elected for a second term. There's just, he's old. And
did you know Trump's only, like, 4 years younger than him?
Yeah.
Also, like, here's the thing. I get Biden is very old. I am aware of that. Every time they show the back of his head, I become even more aware of that.
Yeah.
But, like, he kind of fit, though.
Yeah, and, like, listening to Biden's, like, acceptance speech versus Trump's most recent press conferences and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is the one who sounds like he's old and, like, aging rapidly.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, people keep saying he has, like, dementia or whatever, and, like, it's, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not his doctor. And people are saying, like, that it's actually just that he has a stutter. So, like, a workaround when you have a stutter is to say a different word than what you're trying to say if you get caught on a word.
Right.
So sometimes that comes across as, like,
forgetting a word.
Yeah, or, like, sounding weird. And, like, that might be it, but, like, do you want to know my hot take?
Who cares?
I feel like for someone to be in charge, an intelligent person who has dementia is better than someone who just to their core is stupid and ignorant.
And I mean, like, the president has to get yearly physicals and examinations to make sure they're still fit to serve office. So, like, if at any point, even if he did have dementia or whatever, if it ever became a point to where it was too debilitating for him to be able to serve in office, like, it wouldn't just be kept quiet. Like, it would be dealt with.
And, like, are we acting like Trump has formed a singular coherent sentence his entire time in office?
Right, and doesn't sound, especially now, it doesn't sound like he's just reading directly from a piece of paper, but, like, struggling to read what it says.
It sounds like he has a speechwriter, and then the speechwriter cuts, like, every word or phrase from his speech into little cards and then puts them all in a hat and shakes up the hat, and then Trump pulls a card from the hat one by one. That's what every time he talks I feel like is happening.
You remember whenever, like, in elementary school and stuff, you'd be, like, reading passages and have to the popcorn reading where, like, you went from person to person? It's very much like the kid in your class who is really bad at reading, and, like, you always didn't want them to get called on because it would take so long for the paragraph they were reading to get read. That's him.
Yes. He was that
person. He's, like, sounding out words and...
And I'm not trying to shit on people who have a lower reading level, but maybe don't read in front of the class.
Don't read in front of the nation.
For real.
But, I mean, long story short...
Have we been talking for, like, an hour?
It really feels like it. Like, I was worried we weren't going to have enough to fill an episode with. Then I realized, I remembered we haven't done an episode in 6 months. And yeah. I was like, well, I'm sure we could have find a few things to talk about. And
bro,
then,
never underestimate our ability just to ramble.
And, I mean, lucky for us, the most shit has happened in the past 6 months.
For real. I feel like at some point we should have, like, just a political episode where we just, like, fucking rage. But, like, honestly, I just feel so, like, relieved.
Yeah, no, very much, like, so. Like, it's just breath
Sunday
of fresh air.
Sunday when they, like, made it official, like, I just felt like there was, like, a weight that I had forgotten was on my shoulders, and it is gone now, and I'm like, thank God.
No,
although
same.
Trump is literally staging a coup. Like, I texted you about this, but, like, he is actually, like, the Republican Party is trying to, like, install the Trump dictatorship, and we're all just like,
what's happening? Why are we doing that?
Yeah, like, literally, did you see the Secretary of State? Somebody asked him, like, what the White House is doing to, like, you know, create a smooth transition to Biden, and he literally went, we are planning for a smooth transition to a second Trump term. And that was after they announced that Biden was the projected winner.
Yeah, and they're trying to be like, the media doesn't call the election, but, like, y'all had no issue with that back in 2016 whenever it was called the day after the election. You were sharing that and not saying, oh, these aren't the real results yet, though. These aren't the real results yet, though.
Yeah, and, like, I don't think there has ever... I mean, I think the only time has been Bush and Gore in 2000. I think that's the only time where the media has called and been wrong.
Well, no. That, like, newspaper that was circulating for a while was fake, apparently. Where it was, like, Al Gore wins president, like, narrowly wins Florida or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that article was fake, like, the whatever that word? Newspaper. Whatever the newspaper brand was like, hi, we didn't release that. Here's a picture of the actual article that was released. This was just Photoshop.
Oh, dang. Because I think what happened was, I mean, it was 2000. I was, how old was I? Like, three?
I was, like,
so
one
I wasn't,
or two.
Like, fully conscious of, like, the political atmosphere. But from what I think that it was, like, they called that he had won Bush. And then Gore called to concede. And then after he was, like... I'm taking back my concession, because they were like, Florida was too close to call.
Right.
But then they counted it and he won. So then he had to reconcede.
And like, the likelihood of any of Trump's lawsuits going absolutely anywhere is so slim.
And like, there's literally no evidence of voter fraud. It's fucking insane.
Right. And like, you're wanting to throw accusations at mail-in voting, which has been a thing forever.
Since the 80s.
Like, it's been around. It's not something new because of COVID. It's just something more people are doing because of COVID, because people take it seriously and realize, maybe I shouldn't go out in a large crowd, regardless of the reason.
It's actually insane to me that they're acting like, oh, it's some big conspiracy that the mail-in ballots are all Democrat. Like, fucking Trump he spent the last 6 months acting like COVID was no big deal, and then told all of his supporters to vote in person on election day, whereas Democrats are taking COVID more seriously, and they were all told to use early voting or mail-in ballots, and then now the Republican Party wants to act like, oh, it's very suspicious that all the mail-in ballots are Democrat, and it's like, no, you just have one brain cell.
And, like, not only that, it's also mail-in ballots are used for military people who are overseas. And, like, has been routinely. And then they want to be like, oh, it's just election fraud. But, like, only for the presidential election. Not any of the Senate or House seats that we won. None of those.
Yeah.
Just the presidential election. But I digress. It's over. Biden won. He won by a lot.
I'm dying, though, that, like, literally it's been 10 days since election night. It's been 5 days since they called it.
Yeah.
And motherfucker still has not conceded, and he's not going to. Like, I genuinely think they're going to have to, like, drag him from the White House kicking and screaming.
Yeah. But apparently there's some Republican senators who are like, no, it's ridiculous that Biden isn't getting press releases and stuff yet. Because they're, like, actively barring the transition of power.
Yeah. Which is a fucking coup.
Yeah. Because, like all Biden's trying to do is he's, like, assembling the task force for COVID and everything. Like, he's just trying to get everything in order for whenever he steps in on the 20th and starts making things better.
Yeah, he's like, I become the fucking president in January. Like,
you need to stop. I mean, they'll have a lot harder of a time being able to deny him anything once the electoral votes are cast.
Yeah.
Because then they can't do anything.
It's funny because I remember liberals talking about this in 2016, but and Trump people were, like, making fun of them. But, like, apparently the only constitutional way for Trump to somehow win would be, what he's trying to do is he's trying to get those lawsuits in on the states that were, like, close, because those states, if they don't have an official vote count, which it can't be official if there's, like, fraud lawsuits in place. If they don't have an official vote count by December 8th, then the electorates are they're allowed to send whichever electorates they want, because the people didn't make a choice. Big quotation marks around that. And those states currently have a Republican government. So the idea is that if they put in enough lawsuits in place, they can stall the voting counts up until December 8th, and then those governments can send Republican electorates because their constituents, quote, did not make a choice, and then those electorates could basically illegally and fraudulently vote for Trump in the Electoral College. But it would be actually fucking insane if that happened.
Yeah, and especially because, like, the Philadelphia lawsuit's already, like, kind of over.
Yeah. Literally, the judges are laughing at them.
Yeah, they agreed to segregate some votes, but they were like, it's not enough to change the outcome of the state. Like, it's Georgia's insane. Not even doing a full recount like they were claiming. They're just doing an audit of the votes.
Yeah.
And, like, again, it's not going to do anything to change the outcome of the election.
There's literally videos of, like, Trump, like, press people gathering to, like, give a press release, and then just, like, to the crowd of people there to watch the press release being like, does anybody here have evidence of fraud? If you have evidence of fraud, please tell me now. Like, just, like, making shit up.
And then people, like, whenever they were counting the ballots, there was a lawsuit introduced to be like, Republicans should be allowed in the room where they're counting ballots. And they're like, no, the ballot counting is live streamed. You don't need to be in here because you're going to just try and harass us and not wear masks.
I think they literally were in the room. Like, there was in some places, like, there was a thing where they brought a case to the judge, and then the judge was like, and did you have people in the room observing? And they were like, yes, we did. And the judge was literally like, okay, then why are you here talking to me?
Like, what else do you want?
Yeah.
And then there was, apparently a MAGA rally this weekend. And once the results were announced last weekend, there were people interviewing people, and they were like, what evidence do you have there was election fraud? And they're like, well, just the stuff that I've seen is just, it's really apparent that there was something fishy. But, I mean, I can't give you any specific sources off the top of my head. It's just all the stuff I've seen was really, really fishy.
Bro, people who can't, like, admit that they lost are, like, so embarrassing to me. Like, every fucking tweet that, I mean, I always cringe when Trump says anything, but, like, especially now, whenever he's like, we won Michigan, I'm like, dude, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, this is so, like, I have so much secondhand embarrassment from you right now.
And, like,
I'm, like, not, cringing into another dimension.
Not like he had a great legacy as a president anyway, but, like, this is gonna just destroy whatever legacy he thought he had. Like, and he's going to be remembered as the president who refused to concede.
I take so much joy out of the fact that in, like, 50 years, textbooks, like, history textbooks are going to talk about how Trump caused all of this freaking division, and how there were, like, Black Lives Matter riots all over America, and how he was, like, basically sending in feds to kidnap and attack civilians for exercising their own rights, and how he is directly responsible for over 200,000 American deaths, and then how he fucking sat in office like a little piss baby and refused to leave and had to get fucking dragged out of the White House. I am so excited for that to be the paragraph on Trump's presidency.
But also not to mention the fact that he was impeached. Like, that's just another icing on top of the
cake. I literally forgot he was fucking impeached because nothing happened.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we all thought it would, because it was a Republican-controlled Senate, and they were, like...
I know, but the fact that you can literally be impeached, and then nothing happens...
Yeah.
And, like, you're still allowed to run for re-election... Like, that's fucking insane.
Like, he can run for re-election again in 2024.
I also don't understand impeachment, like, at all. Like, why... I don't understand... I mean, I haven't, like, put a lot of research into it, but why doesn't, like, the Supreme Court... Or, like, here's the thing, is, like, the fucking Supreme Court is supposed to be nonpartisan, but it's literally not anymore. Yeah. The Supreme Court is now a partisan thing. So it's, like, because I was going to be, like, well, it's stupid that the House and the Senate gets to be in charge of the impeachment, because then, whichever party controls it, they're just going to choose whatever's best for them. And then I was going to be, like, they should go to the Supreme Court. And then I'm, like, oh, well, the Supreme Court apparently also has party affiliation now, too, because, fuck...
Fuck
checks and balances, I guess.
Well, and, like, it could have gone before the Supreme Court had the Senate not been like, oh, these are all just fake allegations. This isn't real.
I do not think, therefore I do not am.
That's the Republican Party slogan.
Shall we do some tarot?
Hell
before
yeah.
We close it out? Okay, I would like to give a disclaimer. I do not know what I'm fucking doing. I am not, like, an actual tarot person. I just bought some cards and I like to fuck around with them. However, I will say that every time I've read my own tarot, it's kind of been spot on with, like, my shit. And I read Lexi's tarot and she was like, that's scary. That's exactly, like, what I'm dealing with right now. And I have a friend who, she is, like, in the closet, I will say. I don't want to, like, be too detailed, but she's been, like, thinking about, like, coming out to her family and stuff like that, but just, like, hasn't been doing it. for like a long time, and I and she like does not believe in this shit, and I like read her tarot and it literally was like, bitch, come out. And she was like, that was scary and I'm stressed and my day is ruined. And I was like, I'm sorry, it wasn't me, it was the cards.
You're like, you're welcome. Open yeah. house.
So anyway, I'm not trying to like say I know shit, but like I might know some shit, you know?
Not saying I know shit, but I might know a little shit.
I might know like a, just like a tad little bit. So am I reading your tarot or should I do like the podcast in general?
We can do both.
I'll do both. Do you want me to do you first or the podcast first?
Do me first because hopefully we can end on a positive note.
Okay. Are you just like preemptively assuming that yours is going to be bad?
Yeah, probably. It's a safe assumption.
Okay, so tarot isn't so much like telling the future as much as like giving kind of like advice that's very like targeted to you. That's, like, coming from the universe, kind of.
Right.
Okay, so I got your first card. Mm. It was a Knight of Coins, which is a good sign, because, well, I mean, we'll look into it and how it, like, interacts with the other cards, but coins usually are related to money.
I like money.
And, okay, your second card was the Eight of Cups. So people like do it in different ways. I kind of just like shuffle until like a card pops out or is like called to me. Mm-hmm. Until it like feels right, you know? Until the divine spirits call out to me and tell me to pick that card.
Right. Very that.
Okay. I have your third card, which is the Hanged Man.
Oh, great.
Okay, so a lot of the times when you're reading the cards at first, they, like, don't really make sense. But then, like, once you read all of them and kind of figure out how they interact with each other, then they make more sense.
Okay.
So, your first one pulled was the Knight of Coins. So, give me a second to, like, I don't have, people who are, like, professional tarot readers, like, have all their shit memorized and, like, know what each card means and stuff. I am not there yet. I am just, like, trying my best.
Living through a book.
So, yeah. Okay, so as a knight, this card signifies action, idealism, and dedication. Unlike his quick and tenacious peers, the Knight of Coins is methodical, plodding, and practical, almost fussy. For him, gathering facts, details, and strong rationale keeps the unexpected at bay. Fighting is a waste of time. Though he may appear slow and uptight, he is consistent, dependable, and highly effective. Ooh. So it basically means, like, things like favorable, like what I said, like money, like you're gonna get good news about money, like methodical work, so working hard, like practicality, dependability, stuff like that. So it's like money, but like we business, bitch.
I thought you said weed business, and I was like, is it saying I should start growing weed?
Yes. Okay, and then you got the Eight of Cups. So the Eight of Cups is about going into the unknown.
All right, Idina Menzel. I don't know why my brain just like had a stroke saying Idina Menzel.
Adele Dazeem. Do you remember that?
I do. Mine had like an M in between. It was like Medina Menzel.
That's me, Medina.
I keep wanting to do like elevator music. But whenever I try and do it in my, like do it in my head first so I know what I'm doing, I just keep doing the John Cena theme song.
Da, 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 da.
I'm like, no, that's not correct.
I wish that played in, like, elevators.
No, that would be horrifying.
John Cena.
But it has to do John Cena announcement every single time the doors open.
Yeah, instead of ding, it's John Cena.
We should be in the business of designing elevators.
Okay, so the Eight of Cups is about going into the unknown, as Medina would say. It's about, like, searching for a new path, rejection of the material for the spiritual, But it's also about, like, disappointment, humility, walking away from, like, what you have and venturing on to something new. That's what the Eight of Cups is. And then you have the Hanged Man. That's 10, 11, 12.
Nice, depressing way to balance it all out.
Well, the Hanged Man doesn't necessarily mean, like, kill yourself. It's it's about, like... It's about surrendering.
To killing myself?
Listen, it's, the cards are speaking.
That's the unknown.
Kill yourself. That's what the cards say. No, please don't. I would, like, that would ruin my life. I don't think I've ever said kill yourself in such, like, a cheerful tone.
Have you ever said kill yourself in another tone?
Well, you know.
I don't think I've ever used that in, like, a... Anyway.
Okay, so the Hanged Man is about changing your perspective, because he's hanging upside down, so he's, like, changing his perspective. It committed time of self-examination. Sacrifice rewarded by clarity, renouncing the old ways of being, surrendering of the known, and a search for truth.
Am I joining a cult?
I think so, because 2 out of 3 of your cards are about walking away from, like, what you currently have. Oh my god, I know what these cards are saying, bitch.
I'm moving out of Illinois.
No, they're literally saying you're going to move to a new place unexpectedly for a financial reason. So it's, remember, it's like business, bitch, and you're going to get positive income. But these two are about walking away from your current state into the unknown. So you're going to go somewhere that you've never been before, like fucking Washington, bitch. And it's going to be positive for you because you're going to become a fucking business bitch while you're there. Maybe you'll start a pot farm.
That is eerie.
Eerie.
Well, because, like, for, like, a good 2 months, I was looking into jobs that, like, would pay me to move somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave up the search whenever I started where I work currently.
I think this is saying, don't fucking give up the search, bro.
Oh my god. Be like, hey, sorry, I quit again.
I gotta go. The cards told me.
The cards told me I gotta move to Washington.
Not necessarily Washington, just somewhere you don't know. But it also says that you need to change your perspective. And that you will reach clarity when you change your perspective.
So what I'm hearing is, stop trying to be a doctor, start a pot farm in Washington.
The cards say what the cards say.
Wow, my parents will be so proud.
Study botany?
All right, let's see what the future holds for our podcast.
Okay, I'm ready.
This will be the last episode you record.
Wasn't that, like, kind of, I mean, like, maybe it wasn't specifically telling you to start a pot farm in Washington, but, like, we literally were talking about how you want to move, like, before we started recording.
Yeah, we were, because, like, Stevie and I are looking at just anywhere else. Like, I like Illinois, don't get me wrong. I never thought I would say that sentence, but.
But I feel like you're such a person who, like, just does things because you, like, want to do them. You know?
Yeah. I'm just kind of, like, very... This is what I need to do now, and so I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to put too much thought into it, because if I do, I'll talk myself out of it. So yeah. I'm going to just do it. And make it up as I go. Because, I mean...
Okay.
When I moved to Illinois, I was like, why the fresh fuck am I doing this? This does not seem like the best idea.
It really was insane. Like, I don't think I said this to you, because I try to be, like, a supportive friend, but at the time I was kind of like, what the fuck is he doing?
I mean, no, I 100% understand that, because in my head the whole time I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
You were like, haha, what if I move to Illinois? And then, like, 2 days later, you were like, so I'm moving to Illinois.
Yeah, because I was like, I want to move somewhere. And then I, like, applied to schools and started getting accepted. And I was like, what if?
I think, like, in hindsight, like, at the time, I was like, this doesn't seem responsible. But in hindsight, I actually think it was a very good thing for you.
I agree. Because, like...
you seemed very, like, done, you know?
Yeah, no, I was very much reaching the end of what Florida could offer me. And I was just getting very burnt out on, like, life itself. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, now here I am living in the middle of fucking nowhere. And I've got a surprisingly good job, too many cats, a boyfriend somehow.
It Liddy.
Chronic lung problems.
You know, the list of things that people need. Okay, so the first card that I pulled, I actually pulled the Hangman again, but this time it was a reversal. So what that means...
Don't change your perspective.
It's kind of like going like business as usual, like valuing your current identity, and like it's kind of like not growing.
We found our brand. Stay in it.
That's the move. But it also says a failure to commit to what matters. So let's keep that on the back burner. The next one is the Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh, like so that game show.
Yes.
I'm good at that show.
So the Wheel of Fortune is about like life being unpredictable and how change is inevitable and necessary, and sometimes things just happen because they be happening, you know?
Yeah.
And it says that we might be experiencing like a sudden change, but it also is positive, so it's like good fortune, luck, moving forward, like resolution of conflict. So the Hanged Man is about like staying business as usual, not changing. The Wheel of Fortune, however, is about a change, but not like a choice, like a change that happens kind of outside of your control. And the next is the Three of Coins. So the Three of Coins is about, it specifically is like expertise united. So it's about bringing things together in a collaboration and like it's about craftsmanship and like really working hard at something and then having it rewarded.
So I mean,
it sounds to me
a lot of it sounds kind of like what is already happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like the pandemic was definitely a big ass change. We stopped recording for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But we're recording again and still keeping the same kind of vibe that we have. I mean, obviously this episode was a little bit different than what we normally do, but it was also a lot of like just catching up and where have we been, where we're going from there, the road so far, and all that take supernatural shit. But maybe we'll get money from the podcast. Maybe we'll put a lot of hard work and effort into the podcast now and it'll get famous.
I think it's saying that if we put in hard work and effort, it will be rewarded.
I mean, so I think the moral of the story is we gotta stop skipping weeks of recording again.
The card said, bitch, you gotta grind.
This has been a very long episode.
It has.
But, I mean...
But it's been nice to catch up.
It has, and it's been fun to, like, do this again.
Mm-hmm.
Next week maybe we'll do something a bit more structured and, like, back to our usual, like,
spooky and
true crime stuff like that. Speaking of, what do we want to do a theme next week, or we want to just kind of freeball it? Not the word I meant to say.
I think we should let it be a surprise.
Ooh. To each other?
No, to the audience.
was like, is that not then freeballing it?
We just show up and hope that we picked something in the same theme.
Or just hope we didn't pick the same story again.
I can't believe that happened.
I can't believe it happened as early on as it did.
I actually went back and listened to that episode recently. It's the one, what's it called? It's like, is Lizzie Borden a queer icon? And honestly, that episode slaps.
Yeah, I went back and listened to, God, I don't remember which one it was anymore. But I was like on the way to work one day and I was like, this is, we're actually kind of funny. Like, I laughed at some of the jokes we made and not in a like, way. Like, I was like, oh my God, that was actually funny. Because, I mean, I completely forget pretty much everything I say as soon as, like, I press stop recording.
Yeah, same.
And it's like a surprise whenever I'm listening back to it, editing it, or when I'm bored and ran out of the podcast episodes that I listen to that I haven't spoken on.
Yeah. I'm excited that we're doing it again because I kind of missed it. I feel like I like to have some sort of like creative structure, and that involves like doing things outside of
work. My job. Yeah, no, same. Yeah. And like, and now that we both have a job that's like consistent with consistent expectations and hours and everything, it's easier to be able to put time and effort into other things.
Yeah, for sure.
But on that note,
yeah, we will see you guys soon, probably, hopefully.
More than likely.
Yes, I mean, the card said we had to fucking grind. So
expect some grindage.
Grindage.
Bye.
Okay, well, that's that on that. Remember when I said that?
Did you?
I used to say that at the end of every episode, I think. I would be like, and that's that on that.
No, I thought you would say stay spooky, y'all.
Oh, you're right. Say bye again.
Bye.
Stay spooky, y'all.